East Kogo News Time is 6:41. Schools continue to open here in San Diego County. The Francis Parker School in Linda Vista, serving pre-K through high school students, started a phased-in approach to their opening on Monday. Kevin Yaley is the head of school for Francis Parker.
We have been preparing for, hopefully, the eventual reopening of our campuses this fall. We started that planning back in March, April, and May, and worked pretty tirelessly throughout the summer to make sure that we would be in a position where we could safely bring back our students, our faculty, and our staff onto both of our campuses. And after many months of hard work and receiving approval from county health and other health authorities, we just opened 3 days ago, and we are opening very slowly. What I mean by that is we've got 1,320 students on both campuses. We are bringing in maybe 100 kids a day because aside from making sure that they get their education, first and foremost, we need to make sure that they understand and adhere to all the new protocols that we have put in place. There's probably nothing more critical to our success or the success of any school just in terms of being able to have on-campus in-person instruction than to make sure that the kids and the adults adhere to the safety protocols the entire time they're here. And for that matter, we're telling our families and kids these protocols need to be adhered to during every waking hour, whether you're shopping at Trader Joe's, you're out in the park, or you're here with us on campus. We tried to make it simple for the kids to understand, but also, you know, abundantly clear. So we have an acronym that's called Parker First, F-I-R-S-T. It stands for the five protocols that we expect everybody to adhere to. So F, face masks. We say wear your face masks, and our saying is, you know, I wear my face mask for you, and you wear your face mask for me. I is ill. If you're sick, stay home. And we've set it up to where kids can continue their education at home because every single one of our classes is live streamed. So if you're not feeling well, in the old days, you'd still come to school because you don't want to miss your lesson. Now we say stay home and we'll take care of you and you'll still be part of the classroom lesson. R, remove your germs as much as you can. We've got hand washing stations, sanitizing stations all over our campuses, constantly reminding adults and kids. The most important thing you can do is wash your hands regularly and thoroughly. S, of course, is 6 feet apart. All of our classrooms are set up where everything is 6 feet apart. We've got markers all over the campus reminding kids what 6 feet is. And I'll tell you, it's tough for kids. They want to be close to one another. It's tough for adults, too. We continue to reinforce the 6 feet apart. And then T, temperature check. We have a product called Emoca that a number of schools are using where before the kids even come to campus in the morning, they have to go through a quick self-check. And a couple questions are asked. Do you have any of these symptoms? If you answer none, you go to the next one. Have you been around anybody who's been COVID positive for the last 14 days? If that's a no, you put your temperature in. If your temperature is fine, you get a green badge. Nobody can come on campus until they show their green badge. So it's one way for us to make sure that at least everybody's done a first pass even before they get to campus. So if everybody wears their face mask, F, if they're ill, stay home. If they remove the germs by washing their hands, if they stay 6 feet apart and they do their morning temperature check, we've done as much as we can to help try to control the potential spread of the virus, and we can enjoy school and enjoy one another.
And as you come back this week then, how have all of those protocols gone as you start slowly and in doing so in kind of a staggered fashion with those rules you just laid out? How have the first few days gone?
I got to tell you, the kids have been tremendous, and I think it's just in large part because they just want to be back on campus and see their friends. I mean, 6 months feels like an eternity for these kids to not have been with one another, with their teachers, and so they're very receptive to us reminding them it's tough, you know, to have a mask on all day, and we'll give them their mask breaks when, you know, in an appropriate setting and time. But the kids have been great, and the adults as well. They've just been terrific because, you know, teachers, they get into this business because they love kids and want to take care of kids, but this year they have this whole other kind of layer of what it means to take care of kids and to take care of themselves. So people have just been really good about it, and you also wanted the kids to feel like, hey, this is still school. And so that first day of school, when they came back and they came out of the cars, we didn't want them to feel like this was anything different than the first day of school. So there was music and there was, you know, celebrations, although we couldn't touch one another, and you could just see that they were happy. But to answer your question, so far so good. Our biggest concern, though, is like in anything, is that the longer you do it, the more likely it is to start to kind of slack off or, you know, kind of lax and maybe not follow those protocols. And we know we can't afford to do that, so we've got to be so vigilant every day, making sure that all of us follow those protocols, because if we do, it just increases our chances of being able to continue to be on campus. We have set up our program to where we have what we call Parker Online. So because we do have some kids who have decided that they want to stay home or they need to stay home because, you know, they're health compromised, they're not missing anything. They're streaming into all the classes during the day. If, for whatever reason, we do need to close the campuses because the authorities tell us to, because the percent of positive cases is too high, we will immediately shift everybody to online, and we can literally do it overnight. So the integrity of the academic program would not be affected. We'd still be able to switch over to that. We hope we don't have to, but we're prepared to if we need to.
It's Kevin Gailey, the head of school at Francis Parker. They're returning to campus.